KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. And at 7:07, we have hazy sunshine and 69 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today with a high around 90, winds south at 10 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening approved the sale of city-owned real estate at 101 Cedar Street to Cook Sanitation. The property was sold for $2,000 with the stipulations that a dilapidated house on the lot be demolished and removed, and an industrial building is constructed on the site within 5 years. The council also passed by a vote of 5-1 with Councilman James Behrens absent the third and final reading of an amended ordinance changing the method of elections. Councilperson Grace Garrett was the lone nay vote. The ordinance says the winner of elections will be determined by a true majority with a runoff 30 days later if none of the candidates have a clear 50+1% of the vote. For the past two mayoral and parks board elections, the winner was determined by a plurality takes all method, whereby a candidate only had to get the most votes on the first and only ballot in order to win. For example, if there were five candidates for mayor, the person with the greatest percentage of votes would be declared the winner, regardless of how close the race was. Grace Garrett says she voted against the change in light of the conversations she's had with the people in her ward.
At the June 16 meeting, I commented on the feedback that I had received from constituents about the election method process change that we're voting on. At that time, the questions were why and why now. They're still the same today.
Garrett said also she had learned since the last city council meeting that a runoff election, if needed, would cost more than what was previously announced.
And at the time, the cost was $3,000. Since the June 16th meeting, I received updated information from the auditor's office. The cost of the runoff method, and I will quote, the cost of a runoff election would be over $4,000.
While discussing the matter, Grace Garrett and Councilperson Kathy Summers said each intends to file papers by August 23rd, seeking the seat of mayor in Atlantic. Kathy Summers.
I've thought about it long and hard, and I strongly feel like if I run for mayor, which I'm planning to do, as a candidate, it would be nice to just have it over and done with and save extra money and campaign costs and things like that. But once the whole council is in place, it would be very unpleasant to have a good majority of the city opposed to you being the elected official. So I think for the best of the community, it's probably a good idea to go ahead and keep this the way we have done it in the past, which was to have the runoff if it's needed.
Grace Garrett.
As I'm also putting my papers in on August 23rd to run for mayor, I just feel that as my seat that I hold currently, I'm presenting information to the council that was given to me by concerned constituents and the auditor's office. And I think the constituents are thinking, since it was this way the last two elections, why now with everything else that's going on?
Mayor Dave Jones had announced earlier this year that he will not run for re-election. Councilman Pat McCurdy officially threw his hat into the ring for mayor in May. At least two other individuals have expressed an interest in running but have not officially announced their intentions. The Atlantic City Council Wednesday approved without any further discussion the third and final reading of an ordinance amending the method by which Parks and Rec Board members are elected from 6 years to every four. They also acted to reappoint Jack Jensen and Ruth Glines to the Community Promotion Commission, and they appointed Mackenzie Bandow along with Ann Quist to the city's Housing Committee. In other business, the council approved an order to close 8th Street between Chestnut and Poplar on Sunday, August 22nd from noon until 5 p.m. for the First United Methodist Church's back-to-school block party. And Animal Control Officer Chris Erickson reported to the council a puppy yoga fundraiser event will take place this Saturday at the shelter located at 309 Sunnyside Lane.
At 10 o'clock, all proceeds go to the animal shelter, and it is being hosted at the shelter. And our yoga instructor is Crow and Tree.
And again, that begins at 10 o'clock on Saturday. The cost is $10 per person. All the proceeds go to the shelter for animals in their care, and all ages are welcome to attend. Well, the Adair County Board of Supervisors Wednesday set August 11th at 9:15 a.m. as the date and time for a public hearing on a fiscal year 2022 budget amendment. Adair County Auditor Mandy Berg explained the amendment is with regard to money that had been bonded for the Sheriff's and Recorder's Office, but that was not spent in fiscal year 2021.
I was under the impression that their project would be wrapped up by the end of FY21. Due to COVID, of course, to know it's just taken a lot longer than what she expected. And then I know Jeff's been trying to get a bill from his people to finish off his, and he's been working since January, I think. And, of course, now we have it, and now it needs paid.
And that's the radio project?
Radio.
Yes, this is for the radio project, and it's for the maintenance that we're paying 10 years ahead.
Oh, yeah.
He's been trying to get that billing for months. And we, of course, we didn't get it before the end of June. And now that we have it, it's due August 14th.
Money has to go back in, hence the need for the public hearing to adjust the budget. The board also passed a county employee travel policy resolution. Here's Board Chair Steve Shelley.
21 mileage reimbursement rate will be 10 cents less than the IRS for county employees on county business. The sheriff will use the IRS standard mileage rate for functions billed for servicing within the office of the sheriff. The Veterans Affairs will pay the VA transport drivers 10 cents above the IRS mileage rate. The resolution rescinds the previous travel policy that we set January 4th.
You can read more about that meeting and the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic.